old Land Rover drives past. Narrow streets. I'm walking the streets of York, probably vainly in the hope of finding something to eat. I'm just passing a pub called the Three-Legged Mare, and I'm looking down a very dark street with no lights at all. I'm going to walk up the other way. There's a big-ass cathedral towering over me. And there's a couple of people from the Ambition Project in the bar. This place feels old, man. Looks and feels old and nice in one way. I haven't been here for years. I did a photo shoot with a model here years ago. And there was no shortage of really amazing backdrops, historical and otherwise. Because architecturally, this is a very interesting city. I'm going to go where there's more lights. On the off chance that there's edibles. Hi, do you know if there's anything open to get something to eat around here?
I tell you what, go through the arch.
Yep.
Right. I was looking for burgers and things like that.
Well, anything really, I've just flown in, so I'm... Yeah, that's fine.
Go through the arch, and then about 150 yards on the right-hand side.
Yep.
Sorry, the left-hand side. There's a place here that does burgers and chips and things like that.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Cheers. Well, it's 20 past 11. Do I really want to be eating chips? I don't want to be eating burgers, that's for sure. Can't be good for the body. Not even a chocolate on the hotel pillow. But I'm guessing that wouldn't necessarily be enough anyway. I'll give it a go. I still feel I've got this broken foot. And we joked about this a little bit in Denmark, but I did jump off something big, and when I landed in my flip-flops, it felt bad, and it still feels bad. So if you hear lulls in my conversation, it's because, oh wow, free Wi-Fi, cool. Outside the pub is free Wi-Fi, and that's very local and good and nice. If there's lulls in my conversation, it's because I'm going past a group of people that might not appreciate me speaking into a microphone. I remember once, this was London, I was talking and walking, and I had a GPS in the other hand trying to find out where my car was, and someone tried to mug me. If you go to my old podcast on documentally.com, which actually takes you to ourmaninside.com, you'll see, like moments after... they tried to mug me. I did a little recording. So I'm walking under an old archway. It's called Presenting the World Famous Haunted Walk of York. Great. A lot of pubs still open, which is nice to see, just in case. And now we're coming to a little bit more of a built-up area. Might be worth Googling York. You might find all kind of interesting stuff that you could drop in the comments and let me know, because I'm not going to have much internet time tonight. I need a mouthful of food and a head full of sleep, and then I'll be good. So we'll see how it goes. There just seems to be mostly young people out, but the people I asked about directions were an old couple with their arm around each other on a bench. I see a flashing neon sign saying pizzas, burgers, kebabs. I'm afraid that is my only option. There's a bus still running. It's going to Osboldwick, it's the number 6. See how it goes. I'm getting loads of weird stares. Why is that man recording? Because I got no friends. The friends are in the bar, actually. A bit reluctant to have a beer on an empty stomach. Here we go. The gloriousness of King's Pizza. It's speaking to me. And the more I look at it, the more hungry I get. Laters, folks.